50208 Media.
My name is Robbie DeShazer, and I love craft beer. Living in Austin, the craft beer capital of Texas, there's no shortage of great brews to try out. That's why I decided to make this show. I got my best friends Carter and Wendy with me, and together we're going to try new beers and really stretch ourselves to the limits of our taste buds. Because we know that beer is more than just the fizzy yellow stuff you see on TV. This is Tap Heads. Welcome to Tap Heads, everybody. What is up? What is up? What is up?
I thought I didn't know. I was like, should I say penis?
Wendy is having such a hard time starting this episode. No.
She was just rambling.
She was rambling and was like, I don't know when you're going to start. And I'm like, well, I don't want to start you in the middle of a sentence, Wendy.
And so then I was really tempted to just say penis when you started.
You can say penis. Just
I already did.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay. To be clear,
really
we have now
the
reached...
shock of my mother talking shit about me behind my back to Wendy, but...
Guys, just to be clear, we've reached our limit on the word penis for this episode.
So we can't say penis anymore.
No more penis.
Wait, oh, what can we say?
We cannot say penis.
We can't say penis?
We cannot say penis.
Wait,
anymore.
Like P-E-N-I-A-S?
This is what happens when you have men on the show.
Yes. P-nice?
It's time for us to break off. We call it girl heads. I don't know. I mean, actually, think about it. That sounds like a serial killer
on the
podcast.
5206 Media Network. Welcome to Tap Heads, everybody. This is a real casual episode. We're just chilling here because, I mean, it'll still be about a week early, but this is our Thanksgiving episode.
Hooray!
Hey!
Give thanks.
I'm thankful for beer. That's it.
I mean, that's...
We're right here.
That's pretty fit for the show.
I'm thankful for Wendy's beanie. She's rocking it today.
Guys, I'm just...
I'm kidding.
I'm thankful that Carter's mom is willing to roast the shit out of him.
And I'm not even there.
Your dad also agreed.
Well, yes.
Your dad didn't say it was awful, but your dad was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, Rick.
They neglected to mention that to me.
It's fine.
Hey, they support you in person.
They do.
I love you. They did mention how much I love you.
That's true.
You're the baby.
We love him, but we hate this facial hair choice he's made.
Anyways, what were you saying?
It's just such whiplash.
I'm thankful for being surrounded by people I love and to get to do such a fun thing today.
Well, I guess I'll introduce everybody individually, and then they can say what they're thankful for.
Well, you guys started with the same thanks.
You're right.
Thank you.
That over there, who is thankful for friends and... love and the world around her is the one, the only, at Wendy with a W, Wendy Lopez.
I just love you guys so much. Thank you.
Over there on the mic is my other co-host, Carter Spilliards, at CA Spilliards.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. You tweet now.
I do. I tweet now.
I tweet a lot. I'm very proud of
you. You've been saying this for a month and a half. You tweet now.
And yet, I've only gotten like 3 new followers. So, come on, listeners. Get it together.
We're trying so hard. And then we're joined by some of our pretty regular guests of the last few episodes. Maggie Fogwell.
Hello.
At Maggie the Fog on Instagram.
I'm back. I don't tweet still.
She doesn't have a Twitter.
Yeah, get on that. You gotta get on there.
Sorry.
She won't get an untapped. She won't get a Twitter. Her Instagram's on private.
Oh my god.
It's not on private, actually.
Is it not on private?
It's not.
Oh. Go flood her follows on Instagram. Where you post literally nothing?
Yeah, I haven't posted anything since last year.
Wow. And then, of course, the one, the only, Austin Zessen, at AM Zessen?
At AM Zessen, yes. It
or
is
it
I.
At ZOZ Gaming?
What?
The old Twitter handles?
Yes, that was when I just played video games and wanted to follow League of Legends in high school. But that was a dark time.
I had an old Twitter like memory show up on like Time Hop or something.
Yeah.
Where I tweeted at you and I was like, that account is deleted. I can't even see what like the
100%.
I was like, I can't even see what like the conversation we were having was, because it was just something like, I think I just sent you the guy who's like doing the shrug face thing.
Yeah, I decided to rebrand myself as Stale Jokes and Depression. So that's my current Twitter.
Hey. Nice. But that Stale Jokes and Depression are at AM Zessen.
Yeah,
that's where they're from.
If I have enough requests,
be the name of your blog.
Amzessa.
No, Stale Jokes and Depression.
Stale Jokes, and that's actually the new one, first album. Oh, yeah. Coming out.
Excellent.
Is it?
Sure, I'll make one in 2 days.
Is that why you brought them on the show? Because they're here to promote something?
I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What do you have to promote, Maggie?
You should follow my dog son, Leo, on Instagram.
Yes.
That's never knew that his name.
At Leo Bonaparte. He will start posting again soon, I promise.
The winter has been harsh on the family.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was more like the summer. We didn't take him outside much because he'd overheat.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but today's episode's a little bit different after last time's episode, which was also different. We're just in a different mood.
You know what? We're trying something different.
We are.
Break up the flow so we don't get bored.
Yeah. This is about us, not about you. You're going to rank these?
I'm not ranking these at all.
Do you guys have a regular flow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Activia helps.
Do you not?
No. I use Activia.
My flow?
Your flow?
You know what
Activia
is for?
No. I just eat it.
Anyways, do you want to talk about beers we've had recently?
I'm sure. Let's sorry, just somebody got real weird real quick.
So I'm excited to talk about beer I tried recently because I went to Deep Ellum Brewing in Dallas.
Yes.
With some people I love. I love all of you. You know who I love. Love you. That's all. Yeah. That's
some is it in
love.
Deep Ellum?
It is in Deep Ellum, Dallas, Texas. I've had the blonde before, I think you had it.
Who did you go with?
I went with Jackie, Johnny, Maddie, Neil, Danny, or as he is known to most people, Human Fence, and
okay.
Carolyn and Jackie's sister, Katie, who is wild. Her birthday is this Thursday. She's turning 56, not 58 as she thought, so good for her.
I would expect nothing less.
So, go Katie.
From Jackie's sister.
Yeah. So what did I had 3 beers there. I had the Playdate, which is a sour. It was just very sour. It wasn't like a sweet, like the Spirit Animal or whatever. I had the Darkest Hour, which
starring
no
Gary just, Oldman.
No, it's just
a did that take sour. You a second? You couldn't remember his name.
Wait,
I was gonna say Churchill, but I was like, shit, that's the character.
Darkest Hour was their Imperial Stout. It was fine. And then I had the Numb Comfort, which I really liked. It was barrel-aged. It's like a barley wine, and it just reminded me a bit of that, I think the Scotch Ale that we had last episode, the Real.
The Real
Ale.
Heavy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I like that one.
Real Heavy.
Those were my beers. And then I had a Bud Light at the end of the night.
Nice. I was gonna say, you didn't have Austin Beer Guide's own Aaron Chamberlain with you?
No.
He didn't go to Dallas with you guys?
No. He's gotta go on the next one. We'll get him. We'll get him there.
Anyone else have anything interesting that they have drank?
Yes.
Cardi, you want to go first?
If I try anything new. I don't think so.
Did you try anything you just really love? Well, you tried one thing that you recommended last week, I'm sure.
Yes.
What did you... We had Easy Tiger.
Chardonnay...
No, we didn't get the Chardonnay Saison.
I got a Saison,
Funkworks.
Funkworks Saison.
A classic.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
It is
smooth.
Yeah, it was real good. It's real good. I love that beer.
Refreshing. And then the other one was the Berliner Weiss, right?
Yes. Untitled Art.
What
is the
brewing. Yeah? Untitled. Yeah.
Untitled Art Brewing.
Art
one of their.
Was that their Berliner the Weiss. Second one you had?
Yes.
Yes, I tried it. It was quite good.
Very good. It was like very super light, super crisp, but not like devoid of flavor. It almost had kind of an apricot, peachy note. Which was interesting.
So the Spritzer Weiss.
The Spritzer Weiss, yeah. Spritzer Weiss. So it was also very good.
Yeah.
They're from Wisconsin.
Oh. That is not near here.
I've had 2 doo-doo beers.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yes. So at my job, one of my jobs. Well, I had to sample some beers.
Right.
I just saw what you tagged a minute ago.
Yes. I was like, what is that beer? Yes, I found it. So the first
not
one.
Not a fan of this one.
No. Actually, I have a hot take about these types of beer. So I tried Lagunitas Daytime IPA, which...
Thought you were about to just slam all of Lagunitas Brewing.
No. I love Lagunitas. So I was like, okay, this is a new beer I haven't tried from them. I'll try it. It is... The tagline is something you could drink all day.
Yeah.
It's like a 3%.
So a Session IPA.
Session IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage. And I also, don't like the idea of just a selling point of a beer you could, like, spend all day drinking.
Mm-hmm. Like, Lone Star 24/7.
Just drink water. Like, what? Yeah. Do you really need the flavor of beer?
I mean, there are some session ales that are actually good. I don't think you can throw all of session.
Not session, but maybe just daytime. Because it just tasted like bubbly water.
I mean, the selling point of session is that it's... I mean, for the general idea, in theory, is bold flavor but low ABV.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not always achieved, to be sure.
No, but definitely missed the mark. Also had...
I will just say that looking... I mean, not that Untappd can actually be trusted. This looks like you have a hot take here.
Yeah, apparently I do. I thought it was so terrible. I was expecting... It was also, like, at night, and I was like, oh, look at this Lagunitas. It's a weird... It's an IPA. But I'll try it, and it was just not what I was looking for. I don't think I'd ever look for it. I don't know. I like bolder flavors in my beer. That is, like, literally none. And then there's also... I also had Bishop Cider's Tiger Blood.
Oof. Ooh.
It's, like... I want to say it's a cider, because there's no, like, bite to it. It's just sugar.
Oh.
It tastes like a... It tastes like a Tiger Blood snow cone. Yeah, so you get the cherry forward.
Oh, okay.
Coconut aftertaste.
I love coconut.
But it's just, like, so...
It's too much
it's
sugar.
It's also, like, too rich of a body.
Mm-hmm.
And it just lingered in my mouth for so long. Like, I could feel the sugar sticking to my teeth when I was drinking
it. Sounds kind of strange.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm like, Tiger's Blood is extremely sweet.
It's like... I rate it, like, I don't know, like, 5 out of 10. I take it to a concert, but not a good one, you know? So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been having the classics recently. I think the most recent beer I actually had was a Bloodwork Orange IPA. Which is always one of my faves. I tried the Kaiser Imperial Oktoberfest from Avery Brewing the other night.
How's that?
It was interesting. Not my favorite.
Yeah.
And really heavy for an Oktoberfest, which is not what I'm necessarily looking for in that style of beer.
Mm-hmm.
So, could have been better. But, sometimes you're just like, I don't need an 8% version of a lager, you know?
Yeah.
Of a Marzen. And then, obviously, one of my favorites is Dark Skies from Vista Brewing. It's a Schwarz beer that's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to sip
that
card?
Yeah, I like it. It's the Black Hole Shrimp?
It's a black lager. It's a Schwarz beer.
That was good, though.
I had my other bottle of the Three Fontaine and Oud Goose the other day as well. Mm-hmm. Maggie and I split that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. It's a fantastic beer. We've had it on the show before on our Tavor episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hinted at this episode being a little bit different. So, here's how that is going to work, since we're already 12 minutes in.
Yes.
This is a Thanksgiving potluck, or a bottle share.
Hooray!
We're all thankful for each other. We're thankful for the times we've spent over this last year drinking some beers and talking and having fun. So I figured why not get the whole gang together, have everybody bring a beer or two, and, we'll just sit around and talk about it. No need to rank or hurt anybody's feelings or anything like that.
Yeah,
this is all just stuff we're either excited to try, excited to let other people try. Without further ado, Carter brought two beers, so I'm gonna let him give the first of his beers. You can pour that yourself.
Boy.
The goal here is to do what I do every episode, which is just answer all of my questions.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I will be here if there are questions. But talk about your beer.
Yes. So my first beer, we're starting with something as we get into the holiday season. I talked about it on the last episode. But Live Oaks Winter Seasonal. It's the Primus Weizenbock.
Yes.
So it's going to be 8% ABV, 12 IBUs. Their little blurb on it is a Weizenbock with dark roasted and rich malt flavors of chocolate, caramel, and toffee with Bavarian Hefeweizen yeast notes of clove, banana, and vanilla. So it's like the name, kind of a mix between a Bock and a Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
I'm really curious,
It's essentially a Bock recipe with ale yeast and wheat instead of... traditional malt. So,
it's got a very satisfying color.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I haven't actually had this beer before.
Oh, we just sat in silence.
Ooh, this is very satisfying. And we're gonna...
I'm so excited that you brought this. I saw it at the Central Market today, and I was like, Huh. I haven't heard of this.
Yeah. Today, you tweeted and got a response from Live Oak Brewing.
I love you, Live Oak. Please sponsor us or give me your beer.
I saw you tweeted.
They saw that I got the grunts and they were like, oh, we love seeing when people buy that. Like, thanks so much for the love. And I was like,
a lot of flame emojis.
Yeah. Which I was like, yes, I picked that specifically. Nice. It's a good Which beer. I didn't know. It's one of Austin's favorites. I think of theirs.
The Grunts Eats Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had it on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Austin brought it on his favorite beers episode. Mm-hmm. So, like Carter said, this has a beautiful color to it. Kind of a... It's a real light brown, but it's not like... It doesn't get into like amber territory, if that makes sense.
You can't see through it at all.
Yeah. The head is sticking around really well.
It's got really good head.
Nice. Kind of pretty even distribution of bubbles in the head. I'm still just talking while...
Let's see that can, Carter.
It looks like...
It looks like every other Live Oak can... But I really like the logo, the Primus Weizenbach. It's got a very kind of...
It's a very nice...
imposing look.
That'd be cool on a t-shirt.
Oh, all of their beers would be cool on a t-shirt.
Yeah, all of their logos.
That one like would fit perfectly.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Have they done... I feel like I've seen it before. Like, one of their Hefeweizen, like, baseball tees with the yellow sleeves.
So it threw me off when I first opened this and poured it, because when I was drinking it the first time, I was like, this is so dark. And then I smelled it, and it smells just like the Hefeweizen.
Yeah, it smells... It
doesn't smell any different.
It smells a little bit darker, but I'm not getting, like, coffee.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I feel like it's gonna... It, like, smells a little sour.
Yeah, it's not very sour, but...
Well, I'm ready to try it.
It's got some of those fruity notes. Some of that... Definitely a lot of that banana.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Mm-hmm. Just like a
banana on the back end. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, this is good. So,
yeah? Huh? What do we think?
Ooh.
Mm. I like it. I can get the Hefeweizen.
That's real smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got that body of a Bock.
Mm-hmm.
That real smooth, easygoing body. I do love the little bit of... It's not like... It's not a full sour, but it's a little bit of tartness that the wheat gives it that makes it a little more interesting than something like a Shiner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maggie?
It's good.
Maggie doesn't like traditional beers.
I don't really like Bocks, but I like Hefeweizens.
Yeah. So. It's got a lot of the things I like about it.
To me, it was kind of best of both worlds.
Yeah, for sure.
I love the kind of caramel toffee notes. It gives it... It's great. I think it's a perfect winter seasonal, because I was like, this beer...
Yeah.
Because, like, Hefeweizen's my spring and summer.
Yeah.
And this is very fall winter. It's a little heavier. Mm-hmm. Makes you feel a little warmer.
I will say, it's interesting, because I don't always think of this, is how... It's pretty heavily carbonated for something that's like a winter seasonal. It you usually think of real thick, flat beers like stouts. Mm-hmm.
This one's pretty bubbly.
This is very bubbly.
I like it.
It's still good.
I love, I don't drink a lot of Bocks, but I like the Hefeweizen finish to it.
Yeah.
It's great.
This makes me want, I can't think of, Live Oak does not do a Bock, right?
No, not to my knowledge. This will probably be the closest.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to do a Bock in Texas, honestly.
Yeah.
There is a...
Except for the main one.
There are... Yeah, Shiner Bock really has that market cornered, and a lot of brands are...
That was why.
Not eager to get into it.
Yeah, the only reason Ziegenbock exists was because I think Budweiser said, we want to do a version of Shiner.
That's exactly why it exists. Yeah. It's why they opened up a brewery in Texas.
Yep. Because Ziegenbock's only here as a regional one.
Yeah. And... The only other, like, I think of, Celis has a pale Bock that's okay.
Yeah, their Doppelbock was good.
Their Doppelbock is good. Not the same as, a Doppelbock is not a competitor to a Shiner Bock.
No.
And then, Carbock put out Crawford Bock this year.
Yeah.
Crawford Bock's which good. Is
I love a, Crawford Bock.
That was on our first episode of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So does anyone have any more thoughts on this Primus Weizenbock?
No.
Other than the fact that it's good?
I think
wintry. And or highly drinkable.
Wintry, banana-y.
Malty.
Caramel.
Yeah.
Malty.
Yeah.
Be I want to have this on tap now, maybe at their tap room. Like this.
I'm sure they do.
They definitely have it at their tap room. I just want to find it.
We got to go to.
I love their tap room.
It's great.
When are we going?
I don't want to go last week, but
no right now? Here. I'm just kidding, they're closed.
I know, I can't.
They have just closed.
Yes.
Let me figure out what I'm doing
Sunday
this weekend.
Sunday right there.
That would be such a fun Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a thing there.
Well,
I'm choking on water, but that's okay.
All right. Next.
Maggie, speaking of our first episode, you have a beer for us that was featured in the first episode
of
the show.
I do. Her name is Lolita.
Would you like me to open it up?
Yes.
And her name is Lolita.
Let me pull up my notes here. She's a Belgian style wild ale. According to their website, it's an Goose Island. And according to their website, it's an 8.7% ABV, but the bottle says 7.8. This one is from 2015, so she should taste pretty good. It's 32 IBUs, which is actually higher than I normally go for in a beer.
But it
definitely does not taste like it.
Once again, it's one of those things where you make a stronger beer if it's going to be very strong in other flavors. You up that hop character to keep it from getting unbalanced. That's why a lot of stouts, even though a lot of the bitterness comes from those malts, those coffee malts and stuff like that, you have a high hop bitterness so it doesn't feel unbalanced.
Yeah. So this is a pale ale that's fermented with wild yeast and aged on raspberries in wine barrels.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So it is very fruity and sour and sweet at the same time. I love her because she's the perfect combination of a wine and a beer, I feel like.
This one knows it's like technically a wine, probably.
No, I mean, that's really only when it comes to cider is really... Mm-hmm. This one is...
I guess so.
If absolutely a male beer. Yeah. I guess I'll just start pouring this. So, yeah. Why'd you pick this again, Maggie? Did you just... You kind of said it already.
I kind of said. It's like a cross between a wine and a beer, and I'm a big fan of wine. But I feel like it takes all the good parts of red wine and all the good parts of beer.
Yes.
And makes it into one delicious drink.
Oh, man.
I could talk about how great this beer smells for days.
It smells beautiful.
This was the beer I probably have to say convinced Carter and Wendy to keep doing the show.
Yeah, this beer was easily my favorite that episode.
Didn't it tie with you, though, with Celis White?
Oh, that's true, because Celis White... Also, I'm a stan. I stan.
But this is so different from the Celis White.
It's 100% different. One is a daily drinker.
Like, this smells so fruity. Yeah, you can get like the hint of like the wine.
Every couple of weeks, I have a Celis White.
Exactly.
No, I wish I had the money to drink Lolita on the daily.
Oh my, that's tart.
Yes, it's very tart. It's tart and
Austin's
sweet.
The only one who hasn't had it before.
Yeah.
So this is from...
I hope you like it.
The Goose Island Sisters series. So there's a couple others that are out there pretty regularly.
It smells so good.
Like Sophie and Gillian. Jillian.
Austin, before you take a drink.
Yeah, I smell the notes.
You gotta do
the... I can smell the sour.
You gotta smell it. You gotta smell it and then let it sit in your nose and then take a drink.
I love that wine barrel smell the nose. This is a fave of mine. This is one of the first beers I brought to Maggie that she was
still
like,
just as good as
fantastic.
This is though. This one specifically, I feel like it's much more tart than the one you brought.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's like aged.
It's a little more tart.
Yeah. Like a bottle? A specific bottling?
It's 2015.
The other one was a 2015.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's the thing about this one too.
That was 6 months ago.
No
too.
Two bottles are the same.
I was gonna say it's good. Yeah, they're all gonna taste slightly different.
No complaints here. I'm just like interesting. This is much more tart than I remembered.
Yeah, this one has...
It's going to be wild going to the next beer.
Yes, exactly. I was like...
Well, yeah.
Do we need some sorbet to cleanse our palates?
Just drink a lot of water.
You need to sniff some espresso beans.
But the smell of this is so beautiful.
That'll cleanse a palate real quick.
I feel like I remembered it being a bit more amber the first time.
Yeah.
Powerful.
I will say, we don't have a great track record when it comes to beers that are also like wine on this show.
Yeah.
The Rocky Mountain Rosé was terrible, so bad.
I was listening to the episode and then when that was mentioned, I was like, oh, we did drink that off here. That was not a great one. Not great.
Yeah.
However, this, delicious.
This one, the last time we had it, was much more of an oak bomb.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, this is very sour.
Yeah. So, I mean, wild ales are hugely popular for a reason, which is that every time you have it, it's going to be slightly different.
Yeah.
It's probably my third or fourth time having this beer.
So is Wild Ale, the style of it, mean that like it's brewed like open?
Yes.
Okay.
So
just does it get that horse blanket?
Yeah, it should get some horse blanket, right. which I don't get a ton about this, but this is a very overwhelmingly sweet and
tart. That's what I'm getting for sure.
Almost like overripened raspberries in this one.
Tastes a lot of geese. I'm kidding. No, I don't.
A lot of islands.
A lot of islands. No, I mean, it's still a great beer. This one's I think this bottle is very sweet and tart.
Which is great. I mean, that's the thing is, you know. One of the things I enjoy about like a, you know, $18 bottle of beer is that it's inconsistent.
Yeah.
But I do like kind of diving in each time and seeing what's going on with it.
But I mean, like, I still, just like the first time, am obsessed with the smell of it. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a little bit more if anybody wants some.
Oh.
There's quite a bit more, actually.
Like, I mean, do you want a cork and take it? Yeah. All in all.
It doesn't have a cork.
Y'all, funny thing. Jackie's sister,
she is 58.
She loves the Dallas Blonde. And,
from Deep
Ellum. I didn't know specifically her taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, do you want to try my beer? And I was drinking the Playdate, which is sour. And she drinks it. And she looks at me. She goes, I got to be honest, Dubby. This shit's nasty. It was so funny.
I know it's off-putting for some people, but the sour beers are...
Oh, sour beers?
So good. That just made me laugh so
much. I will say, honestly, if you're expecting something like a Dallas Blonde, which is it's a fine beer, but it's a very standard.
Is it a lager? Style. What is it?
It's a blonde ale.
Right.
But it's a very standard.
Standard beer.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. And so, yeah, I think Katie would not like this beer. She'd be like, the shit's nasty. And I'm like, I love you.
Yeah. If you prime someone with getting into like their wine state of mind, this might be.
Yeah.
Ooh. I want to drink this and be a bitch.
I never really understood sour beers, and then when I started trying a couple of them, like some Blue Owls, like that, I was really like, this is bizarre. I didn't know beer could taste like that.
Yeah.
And it was kind of one of the things that got me into wanting to do this and more different kinds.
Well, I am, I'm very thankful that you guys didn't run away screaming when I gave you, Stella's White and Lolita in the same episode.
Are we ready to move on?
Yeah. I don't know if the lack of sleep's hitting me, or if it's this drink, it's great.
Already drunk.
We're not going to have one
more beers.
Four more beers.
I know, I'm not drugged, but like, man.
I'm feeling it. Yeah.
I chugged a Red Bull before this.
So,
Cara's got another beer for
this
us.
This one, I have another beer. This is the, really,
it's about time.
This was the main one. The premise was just so we had an extra.
Yeah, so we had six beers, but there's only five of beers.
This one, I have a bit of a anecdote. So my brother thought he was all getting rolled into beer and knew what he liked and all this stuff.
Hot Kevin.
And he,
we'll send this episode to him specifically. We're mutuals on Instagram.
did he follow you?
No.
Okay.
I think he
No, but if I will it into existence.
That's not going to happen. He called us in...
A frenzy.
In a frenzy. No. He called us in probably... June of 2017, and said Shiner's making this beer for their Spetzel. Spetzel's making this beer.
They're the Shiner Brewery.
The Shiner Brewery.
Of their beers are branded Shiner. I don't know why.
It's the Spetzel Brewery in Shiner, Texas.
Yeah.
So Shiner's making this beer for their Oktoberfest. It was a very fancy barrel aged in Balcones casks. Whiskey.
It's good whiskey.
It was aged in the single malt whiskey barrels. And he said, this is the year to get it. It's apparently great. You know, this is the thing to get. And he told us, you know, get as many bottles as you can. It comes out at this date, at this time. You have to be at this store that's going to have 10 bottles, buy 5 of them. So, like, my dad, bless his heart, woke up at, like, 5 in the morning to go get in line at this liquor store. In whenever it was, September.
Was this in Dallas, October. Or did he go all the way out to Shiner?
This was in Dallas. It was somewhere in Dallas.
In the Metroplex.
Yeah, the Metroplex. Got about like 5 a.m. to drive out there and wait in line for 2 hours to get 5 bottles of this magical Shiner. And one of them was for us, so we went and drank it then, and we all really liked it. I liked it a lot.
He
liked it. And then the other ones were for him. And he comes here at Christmas, all excited, and this is now Christmas 2017. He opens a bottle, tries it, and says...
2018?
This is 2017. It's 2 years ago.
It's 2 years ago? Yeah. So you've had this for a while.
Yeah, this is an old beer. That's what I was saying. I'm curious to see how it tastes. Okay. So...
I had always assumed this was the last year. That's why I've been putting it off.
This
was
not last Christmas. This was the Christmas before that.
Oh, my. Okay. We'll try this.
Yeah, so we'll see if it's still good. He basically tried it and said, oh, I don't like this.
Oh, my God.
How much per bottle was this? Just out of so, not to make, not to, you know, twist the knife in your family's back.
I'm
going to
say $50 bottle.
$50.
Oh, my God.
It's just, they only made however many, like 3,000 barrels, like 3,000 bottles, like that.
It's, yeah. It's,
it was a super limited release.
That's one of the things that sucks with limited release beers, is you only really have the word of, like, beer journalists to go off of, and the limited amount that they release to those journalists beforehand, so, I mean, it sucks, but also...
But it then sat in our fridge for a while, and I really liked it, and so finally, my dad said, well, your brother's not going to drink it, and so last November, I guess, he's like, all right, well, you can bring it, so I brought the rest of the bottles, I think we had three left, down here, and I drank one, and we've had two sitting in our fridge since, like, November, December.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I think you brought it in, like, January.
Yeah, trying to get Robbie to drink it with me. Tried to have it on the show.
It's never felt like the right occasion. It's never fit into, like, an episode.
It never worked. But now we can try it. Who knows if it's going to taste like shit.
This is a barrel-aged Marzen?
Yeah, so it's a barrel-aged Marzen-style ale. It's 11% ABV, 32 IBUs. There are little notes on it. This limited edition Marzen-style ale is a modern take on an old-world classic and crafted in the spirit of Texas. As a collaboration between two Texas icons, it was born at the Spetzel Brewery and then aged in the Balcones, Texas single malt whiskey barrels. Mm-hmm. The result is a refined brew with notes of charred oak, smoke, and caramel. So, I'm going to struggle to open this. Y'all talk while I try to open it because it'll take a while.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I used up all my talking points. This has not been in an episode. Not because I don't want to try it, but...
I just think the episodes that we've done so far just isn't...
Or just in life, we haven't gotten around to trying it.
Yeah. I'm excited to try it if it turns out to be good.
Yeah, or else we missed our opportunity and this is going to taste like garbage.
Well, that's like Carter buying 3 tickets to Rise of Skywalker and being like, hope they're not bad. Hope it's not bad. Because he's watching it 3 times.
So this is corked and caged. You're not even going to try and just pull it?
I tried. It's like impossible. I've done this before.
Okay, cool. So Carter's using a
red wine opener.
Yes.
This is not necessarily recommended.
Oh, dear.
But I think it might.
You're dumb. Oh, sorry.
You really
was that on
the
mic?
Leverage,
yeah.
Don't you?
That's
see
true.
Can we get a waiter opener?
Huh?
Waiter bottle opener?
Oh,
nice.
Hey, what
nice
a pop.
Yep. So.
Happy birthday.
It's
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Maggie's birthday was a couple weeks ago, so.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
We should have called this Maggie's episode, Thanksgiving for her. I don't know. So sorry. Anyways, I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I think I had Balcones whiskey a couple weeks ago. It's pretty good.
So. Balcones whiskey is fantastic.
I'm excited. There's a billboard right outside our house.
Yes.
That's Balcones true.
Whiskey.
Here?
It's like on an airport.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It's
I know where it is.
Just a giant bottle of whiskey. I'm like, cheers to that.
Let's try this out.
How's it smell? Let me.
Smells fine to me.
It smells bad.
I'm excited. Dick.
This smells like dead meat.
All right, I'm going to pour Robbie a perfect glass. Because.
The rest of us
all
is
all
get
really
technically
wanted,
in my bottle.
All I've really wanted is for him to drink it.
What if you just wanted my thoughts on this? Or what is the... Do you want to know if you're right or if your brother's right? Is that the question?
That's the question, isn't it?
I guess so.
This smells correct. It smells like all the other ones smell.
It's kind of reddish. And
yeah.
Clear.
So.
It's definitely got that Marzen color to it.
It's clearer than I thought it was going to be.
I've never had a Marzen before, I don't think. Oh.
Generally, Oktoberfest style beers are Marzens.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not surprised,
but
I
give this one to Wendy.
Oh.
I imagine
this
Maggie does not want to super filled.
I don't get a ton of barrel character in the nose, which is
interesting. I suspect that doesn't go away.
No, it wouldn't go away. It would get stronger, which is why I'm hopeful. I guess that's what I would say.
It smells very like caramel and toffee like.
Yeah, it smells like an Oktoberfest, honestly.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
I'm gonna give it a sip.
Give that to Maggie.
What a cute glass.
And then I'll give.
Is it like
that smaller? What?
It's lots of bubbles.
It's for you, man. All right. You drink it.
Now that's actually.
I want to take the big glass from it.
The bubbles on the side of the glass. Maggie made a good point. It's actually more because that's not a super clean glass. It's not unclean. It just means that there's water
spots.
That's
it's probably pretty, water.
It's kind of filtered.
It's typically water. It's not.
I get like. What is?
Oh, it smells like bread. Mm. It's kind of
yeah.
That is bread.
Yeah, that's what I get. Ooh. Strong bread.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Good. I like that a lot. There is a lot more whiskey character in the actual
taste. It tastes like whiskey.
Oh yeah.
That was the surprise.
I'm upset.
So caramel.
I like this a lot.
Are you sure this was my bottle, Carter? Or do I get to take my other bottle? Is this your bottle or is
Would
this
you
my
like
bottle?
To switch glasses?
I don't know. You keep it. It is your beer.
Who's driving?
Just saying, you could have been drinking this for the last year.
No, I could. Well, I could have been, but I'm drinking it now. And this
also,
is,
if you open it,
I will say,
it won't last that long.
This is kind. I would be so mad if I was drinking this in May.
Yeah.
This is a perfect Thanksgiving beer. Mm-hmm. Oh my god! Fucking god!
I'm upset because this is better than I thought it was.
Yeah,
gonna be.
Yeah. Honey, this is 5.
I was so worried this is gonna be a. Bad beer. Not because of anything, but like once you said it was 2 years old.
Yeah.
Like, this is so good.
I noticed at the 1 year mark it didn't change that much. I was curious at the 2 year mark if it would be worse.
Yeah, I mean, it was corked in cage, which typically seals it in, but also seals in oxygen if they bottled improperly or anything like that.
I mean, I figured they took care with these. I believe there's a little more in the bottle if you'd like to top it off.
Oh my god, you poured a whole fucking glass.
I did.
He has a little half pint.
I'm like, what about the rest of the beer we gotta drink? I'll be honest, I brought a heavy beer.
This tastes like, straight up like toffee. Like,
yeah.
It tastes like toffee and whiskey and all things delicious.
Which is great.
Maggie, do you have thoughts?
It's fine.
What?
What's your thoughts?
Yeah, Maggie, what's your thoughts?
I don't know, Wendy. Were you trying to speak for me?
No, that's what I said. What's your thoughts?
I think it's good. It's so different. I can't even describe it.
Yes.
You like it?
It's got like a mocha smoothness to it.
Yeah.
Picked a winner.
There
is a little bit of an alcohol.
I've never
burn.
Tasted anything like it before.
Ooh.
That, sure. I think maybe from the aging.
Yeah.
If it would.
We've noticed that in the past with some stuff that's like barrel aged and does sit for a while. Like on the Lost episode, there was some old stock that it was barrel aged that was a little bit too old to be consumed.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know if you guys... I actually started reading some of the Untappd articles.
With the burn.
But there's a Guinness Old Stock, I think.
Would you like to look
at
it?
Process. What did it say? I'm excited.
I just want to be able to tag it.
I just want to do like...
It's a thick beer.
Yes.
The whole time.
It's dense.
It's good.
I'm glad everyone likes it. Glad it was worth the wait. Mm-hmm. The anticipation.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have one more bottle that we can drink actually at Thanksgiving if we'd like.
Oh, that's great.
I feel very warm and fuzzy inside after drinking this.
Yeah. It's kind of what it's supposed to do. That's why I was curious if we didn't want to...
You get a little bit of... You get that like whiskey
It'll
warmth.
Be, whiskey warmth.
It's very nice.
All right. Well, is this a good time to call a little break?
Yes, definitely.
Final notes.
Yeah.
I love this beer. I love you guys. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with 3 more beers right after this. And we're back. We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back. Welcome to the episode, the second half of the episode. Just to recap, we're all still feeling and living off of that Spotsyl Barrel Aged Marzen that was so good.
I took out the leftovers and now I'm drinking
it. And we got three more beers to drink. This is the darker half of the episode. So we move. Yeah, we're going to get real.
Truly the low point in the narrative before we move on to Act 3.
Which Act is three we all is drink crashing water. On the couch all together.
Yeah. Yes.
It's going to be great for pass winter. Out.
Can I start yeah. Yes, go ahead and start pouring. Do what you. When you're doing God, beer ASMR in the
dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It looks like syrup.
Yes. I went by ABV on this one. I may have should have put Wendy's last. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't get a good hit. I'm that so looks, sorry.
Wendy, tell us about the beer that you're pouring right now.
Black as night.
Hi, everyone. The beer I brought for today is the is from 512 Brewing. It is the Whiskey Barrel Aged Double Pecan Porter.
So we've had pecan porter on the show in the past.
We have indeed.
This one should be better.
So I'm really excited. I know Robbie specifically...
Oh, that's got a great nose.
Nice. Robbie specifically wanted us to pick stuff and come prepared with a little anecdote and stuff. And well, for me, I mean, the reason I specifically picked this beer was that from the show I've learned that I really like whiskey barrel-aged beer. Like, I find it interesting to pick a barrel-aged beer, but I do in general like whiskey. And so I was like, I like the pecan porter. It's a solid beer. But barrel-aged, I was like, oh, whiskey, fucking love that. So I'm excited to see... what it smells like, what it tastes like.
This is black as night.
It's not even a little see-through. If you hold up the light, there's not even a little halo.
Yeah.
So it lets no light through.
Just a bit about it.
Poured like syrup.
512 Brewing's based here in Austin. They use a lot of like organic malts and like the Austin water here to make their beers. This beer specifically is 30 IBUs. The ABV that a lot of people, when they first had the beer, was... like 9.5. This one's an 8.2, so we should be fine. But you guys have higher ABVs anyways. But I'm just curious what the notes that you guys are getting first before I start reading more.
I'm getting, coffee and whiskey.
Yeah, coffee, whiskey.
Yeah, it smells so good.
Not as much vanilla as I would expect from a whiskey
getting coffee,
barrel.
Getting kind of the caramel toffee.
Yeah, yeah.
I want this as a candle.
It smells it could be a delightful. It
smells very, very good.
Very good. You could go buy this at Bath and Body Works in a candle right now.
Some of the previous barrels that have been used for this, it's typically, so far that I've found, it's just Jack Daniel's or Maker's Mark, and I'm like, fuck yeah, love both of those. But...
It does smell a bit like Jack.
Yeah. it is, this is a Austin classic, to be sure, the Pecan Porter. Like you don't see a lot of barrel-aged porters in general, but definitely not a lot of whiskey barrel-aged porters, just because a lot of people...
Whiskey coffee.
A lot of people jump straight to the stout for whiskey barrel aging.
But this is a fucking porter. And, the pecan porter was good, so I was curious as to how, the vanilla notes of, whiskey would marry with this.
But will it taste like pecans?
We're gonna find out.
That's boozy as hell.
Oh, this is so good.
Oh, my God.
I like this... It is a little boozier than my taste is.
This is tastes more than an 8.2.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I could drink this all day.
Wow. Well,
that's got some whiskey heat to it.
This is good. It kind of works that we did this right after the other whiskey barrel.
Yeah. It's going to take kind of a water chug afterwards.
Yeah, whereas that one was like a warm hug, this one's more like a feel the burn.
Shot of Jack to wake you up, along with your coffee.
I wish I knew the barrel that they were using, but you can get the chocolate, you can get the coffee, you can get the pecan, it's so good.
Yeah.
And
oh my God. Yeah.
I fucking love the coffee taste on this. So I'll read this.
This one not watery.
Can't even talk. I'll read the description. The 512 Double Pecan Porter is a robust porter accented by organic Texas-grown roasted pecans, which we all know is huge in Texas.
Yes.
And subtly enhanced by aging in recently emptied oak whiskey barrels. Notes of chocolate, coffee, and pecan marry with the subtle flavors of vanilla and whiskey to make this a wonderful warmer, worth sharing and savoring. We sincerely hope you enjoy every sip. And I brought it here to share with you all.
The whiskey, not very subtle.
No.
Very whiskey and coffee forward.
Real
it tastes
boozy.
Like whiskey and coffee.
Which, guess what? I love both of those things.
Whiskey and coffee. I mean, not bad. If I were to make a cup of coffee, pour some jacket.
Well, and it's just like with the. I was so excited because I love pecans, mm-hmm. and I love the like. I love TX whiskey, which has a lot of like vanilla notes to it. And
yeah.
I was like, it's gonna be so good, and I'm very happy that it did not disappoint. This is very much a winter beer, and I'm so glad I brought it to share.
Yes, I'm almost sweating. I'm warm. Could just be because I've been drinking. I'm getting warm.
Yeah,
but.
This is great.
It's a very good beer.
This is my first growler.
Yes, congrats on your first growler.
Woo, thank you.
What a step in your life now.
So originally the beer I wanted to bring, because I still wasn't sure what to get, and I wanted to bring the Deep Elm because I was like, it was in Dallas and life changed, whatever. And then I couldn't find it anywhere because like the one I wanted was like a limited release.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I saw this though specifically and I was like, well, I like the pecan porter, but also this specifically says whiskey barrel age. And I'm like, because of the show, I've learned that I like that. And I was like, I want to show how far I've come. And
yeah.
So this is the beer I brought.
I'm real. Yeah, this is great.
Here's my phone. Thank you so much. I am so appreciative of you, of your pride. I really am happy that I brought this. Like,
it's very good.
I'm happy that I can, like, pick something, at least, that, like, be excited about it. Like, every time now that I go to a bar, I feel more comfortable picking a beer, and it's because of this show. And so, I'm very excited that I brought this, and I was like, these are things that I like. So, yeah, no, I love that. And this specifically, too, has, like, such a strong chocolate flavor to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of chocolate flavors.
A cooler made Robbie's next drink.
All right. But Robbie did tell me, he's like, I got this beer for you. And I just saw that it said Mexican.
I didn't say I got this beer for you.
You did. Wow, you did. Robbie. And then I just saw it said Mexican.
This tastes kind of like chocolate.
No, I said, you'll like this beer.
And I, oh, yeah, yeah. But even then, I just noticed the first thing I noticed was like Mexican. What? And I was like, whoa.
Just keep passing it down.
The can looks like a like off-brand Four Loko.
Well, it has like a serape on it.
This
I do like the color of it.
This is from Great Divide Brewing out of Denver, Colorado. From their Yeti series, this is Mexican Chocolate Yeti.
Ooh.
It's gonna pour smaller glasses than that.
Have you ever had, Yeti the name of the brewery?
Yeah.
The brewery?
Yeti is the series, they have a series of...
What's the name of the brewery?
Great Divide Brewing. They have a series...
Yeti Coolers.
Yeti is their series of stouts. This is one of their members of the Yeti clan, as they call it. I will pour myself probably the smallest of this because I have another can of it at my place. Actually, I guess I'll give Maggie
a small
glass.
You not smell it? You're in trouble?
So,
I don't know if it smells bad or not. That's because to me it smells bad right now. And I think
it
smells
like chocolate. That's what I'm getting.
This
smells like chocolate and coffee.
I think I drank too much.
It's 9.5% ABV.
That smells more.
It smells your arm.
That's why.
Yeah, it comes in a... pint-sized tall boy. It is... I couldn't find the IBUs for this.
You can sniff coffee pants. That helps.
So their write-up for it is a very special and very limited entry in our venerable Yeti series. Mexican Chocolate Yeti is a sensory delight. We've added a variety of spices, vanilla and coffee, to Yeti Imperial Stout to create our version of a traditional Mexican hot chocolate drink. Spiced chocolate drinks have been a part of Aztec and Mayan cuisine and culture for centuries, but they have yet to be paired with a Yeti. So the Yeti series is a very popular stout series. They've got, I'm going to try and find. Other than the regular Yeti, they've got vanilla oak aged, barrel aged, Mexican chocolate, and s'mores Yeti.
I have something to say. It's really dumb, but also true. But like.
What?
Was the person who started this brewery or made the idea for this beer white or Mexican?
I have no clue.
I mean, it's Colorado, so...
I know.
It's probably
white. But I just love that the description says that Mexican hot chocolate has been in, like, a part of, like, the Aztec and Mayan culture for a long time. And I'm like, I mean, probably true, but...
I mean, spiced chocolate. It says spiced chocolate drinks. That's,
no,
I imagine it's probably pre-researched.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. What?
I just thought it'd be
I don't see what you're getting at.
I don't know. It's just something where you see someone and it's just like you question the credibility of them or of it.
Yeah, when
and
I
just
see
like using it as marketing ploys.
Yeah, when I see someone talk about another culture, usually it's a white person.
I know. Well.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to try this beer.
Okay, cool. Yeah, fuck my beer.
No. This is just, it's nothing with your beer. It's just, this is, this is not the time to make a statement on marketing.
I am too. Should I have grabbed s'mores instead?
Should I have grabbed a Bud Light, which is honest about the white men marketing
it? Smells good.
No. I really genuinely am excited for this beer. Like, I love... Like I grew up drinking...
It is 9.5, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ooh, fuck me.
That's why Robbie went by ABBs, but the other one also tastes pretty good.
The last one's even higher.
But I am excited. Like, I grew up drinking so much hot chocolate special occasions, and, like, this is actually the time of year that I would drink that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it tastes like chocolate.
I love Mexican hot chocolate, Aztec hot chocolate takes, with a lot of different spices. Like cinnamon and stuff like that in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that spicy takes out the bitterness, like,
the
right
aftertaste,
away.
Too, it kind of sits with you.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
It's like dark chocolate.
Sits on the back of your tongue.
Yeah, so dark chocolate. Yeah. Lots of cinnamon.
Cinnamon, chocolate. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just what I expect from...
That's a Yeti.
What a fantastic... Yeah, so this Yeti series is very popular. There's a lot of different takes on it. I will say, it's exciting to see that they, are trying a bunch of different, pairings of it. You'll see a lot of places stop with, we do our Imperial Stout, and then we do, a barrel-aged version. And, when there are so many different directions that you can take that chocolatey coffee flavor.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I love that the chocolate taste just really sits there. Like, it's good.
I need a glass of milk.
This does... to wash it out,
I just love those spices.
It reminds me of Abuelita chocolate.
This with the whipped cream would not be...
That would be good.
That would not be the worst thing. Yeah.
Maggie, what are you thinking?
I'm not a fan, but...
You're not a fan?
No, but I don't like stouts, that's really. I don't know that I've ever had a stout that I like.
Second half of the show.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, we did not think of your...
Wendy's was pretty good.
Nice. I think that's okay. Because it helped that it was a quarter.
It was very boozy.
But yeah. No, but this to me does resemble the hot chocolate that I've had where the taste of the chocolate just stays in your mouth.
Yes.
And, this I'm drinking it, it does have the body, but it washes off, but the chocolate taste isn't stuck there.
It tastes like chocolate melting in your mouth.
Yes. Also, I like that you guys mentioned, the cinnamon notes. That's such a huge thing to, add in, these drinks at this time of year. It's, so much cinnamon. Yeah.
It's a great wintertime, Thanksgiving time drink.
Yeah.
Which, is easy to point out because, this version of Yeti is sold from, quote, October to until it's gone. So, super limited.
Yeah.
Which we can appreciate being from Austin, where we have a lot of barbecue places and stuff that are until it's gone. So, cheers to a very limited, very good drink.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers. Now I want to try this with whipped cream. Or this just I'm like we'll a peppermint patty. I'm just
I'll bring a...
I don't know if you can make something with this beer.
Like I said, I've got another...
You eat a York peppermint patty?
Well, that's why I'm wondering with this. Because it does... The chocolate tastes so strong.
The peppermint. Yeah. The mint with the chocolate with the...
I'm curious. Another beer cocktail?
Boozy cocktail. This is really thick, though. I don't know if I would want to touch this.
No, I would not want to add more.
I will say, if we want to try something like adding some whipped cream to it, we're all hanging out Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I have
Coming
another
to our Friendsgiving? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. So delightful. Instead of pumpkin pie, we just drink.
Just this? No, this is very thick.
Yeah.
Like, I know you mentioned, you guys thought the Marzen was thick. This is fucking thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is great.
But it's good.
I love it. I will say, I feel like there are other nights on the show where this would be our number one beer, but we've had some great fucking beers already, so.
Aww, ooh, guys.
I'm very glad we've chosen some good stuff.
This is a good one, Robbie.
Also, Maggie, I'm so sorry. I think you brought No, you and Carter both had a pretty light beer compared to these things. Everything now is so heavy and dark.
Yeah. Last one's about to be
even heavier. Man. Get ready for a fucking trip, guys.
All right, what'd you bring?
Right, yeah. Austin's beer is our grand finale. See if you can top me and Wendy.
Yeah, fuck
me.
No. Well, fuck you.
We're talking halves. You won the first half. Whatever.
Robbie and Wendy's obviously are the number one contenders, right? The only contenders thus far. But here we have the wild card. And this is from Fourth Tap Brewing Cooperative. I don't know what a brewing cooperative, whatever the fuck that means.
Brewing cooperative? I guess a whole bunch of brewers?
Yeah, it's just like a whole bunch of brewers.
Like a whole bunch of really like micro brewers.
And in order to stay there, yeah. one of them has to make a beer every month or something like that in order to get hours. No, I don't know. The Four Tap Brewing Company, it's a really cool brewery up on Austin's 58th Brewery District, so right by Sellis and Delbert's, right?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say Adelbert's?
Adelbert's, sorry. Adelbert's. I'm so sorry.
I also call it Adelbert's.
Adel and Bert's.
We have, you know, we've been drinking a lot of high
Hello beans. From the other side.
This is the Supernaut Stout.
Supernaut Stout?
Supernaut. Super N-A-U-T. Astronaut. Like an astronaut.
Oh, okay.
Because this thing's out of this
Supernaut.
World.
Supernaut.
In fact, Wendy, if you want to do a review of the can art.
All right, let me tell you a bit about this can.
I will take a small glass.
I'm pouring. Sorry, Maggie, should I be in your hand?
Here, I'll take that, and then.
Oh, okay.
The can is wild.
Give us.
It's got the iconic Four Tap Brewing logo with weird aliens on it. I couldn't tell if it's aliens on a planet or a weird spatial dimension.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Pink, greens. The can says that the body is close to full. It's pretty easy on the hops and sort of sweet on the end, so we'll find out.
Might I mention, it is a 12% with a 35 IBU.
Wait, what the fuck?
This is a 12%.
And the hops are low?
It's pretty low. It's pretty fucking
smooth. This is the highest.
I will say, you know, we had some pretty dark beers beforehand. This is actually our kind of most see-through, most highlights you get.
Yeah, a
little
bit. A little reflection.
That head on yours is pretty chocolatey.
Oh my god, that is a beautiful head you got on your...
Oh yeah, sorry.
Austin poured himself like a half pint, and that was... Oh, it's beautiful. It's
oof.
It's just good to see.
You
want to
sniff like the head, or I don't know if aromatics really matter to you guys.
It may matter, but like I can still smell whatever from.
Yeah. I almost got this. One of my places of work.
No.
Oh, I can't smell.
No dice.
My nose is like so stuffy.
This smells the most stout like, which I will say we did put like a standard stout. I mean, or an imperial stout at the end.
Yes.
As opposed to
like a chocolate stout.
Additive, heavy.
Yeah.
Porters and stuff.
This will just taste like a regular stout.
This will taste like a regular stout, and you won't even tell the 12%.
Ooh, I'm interesting.
I don't know about that.
All right.
I bet I can feel it.
I'm curious, because my fucking thing said it was an 8.2, and it tasted boozy. I'm like, what is a 12%?
No, I can't tell that 12%.
Can't tell the 12%.
Oh, my God.
Nope, not at all. Yeah. That's terrifying.
That's so scary.
That's very worrisome.
It's a trip, man.
Oh my god, that's very smooth.
That's extremely smooth. That's
a delicious
incredibly
chocolate.
Incredibly pleasant.
Yeah.
Now, this
I will say I'm glad you grabbed this because I almost grabbed Old Rasputin to redo.
I was going to grab Old Rasputin.
Because Wendy and I have a lost episode where we did North Coast.
This
Brewery.
Bonds us together, and that's why the rest of you guys are.
That I mentioned probably every episode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm worthless over here.
It's okay.
We
learned we needed a third person in that episode. That's why it's lost.
I love that you didn't laugh, and so it just sounds like me being a bitch to you.
he laughed quietly.
He laughed off mic. And
no,
so, like,
not really.
Yeah, well, he's laughing on the inside, right?
I laughed and cried to myself on the inside.
And so I just sound like a bitch.
Yes. So I'm glad I grabbed something different, but like this is a fantastic Imperial Stout.
This is very good.
Very seasonal. They make it once a year, and then when it's out.
Oh my gosh.
Their normal stout is like a coffee stout called Backcountry. It's really solid, but actually it tastes more boozy than this. This is like super smooth.
This is so smooth.
They say in their description that they add little bits of dark matter in the later yeasting process, which is like, okay, buddy. But
I'll be honest.
It goes out pretty smooth.
I've had a Four Tap before. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name. I can tell you what the can looks like. It's the one with the brick wall. It's a little blue guy.
Can you tell me what kind of beer it was?
No, that's what I'm saying. I can't tell you anything.
The one I drink that's not this one is the Plus 2 Vitality Blonde.
Oh, no, I didn't have that. It wasn't that. It was definitely, I think, hoppier than like a
You recognize Tap Heads?
Yes, I recognize, yes, the, yeah, shit.
Listen to Tap Heads on the 5208 Media Network.
This
what you're listening to
right now.
This is actually like the fourth Tap.
We did a freeze frame right there. It was great.
This is delicious.
The tap room at Fourth Tap is actually a really cool place. They have a lot of events. I know people who go and play, like, they have a Smash tournament every Monday. That's not
Nerds.
A thing, but it's, like,
Nerds.
Every night, it's, like, okay, we all have, like, we have, like, our beers
Nerds.
And stuff, but it's always, like, an event going on or some games and stuff.
Carter, do you have something to say?
I
will say that's
I've
the thing that...
But you keep looking at me like
breweries
you're
breweries label themselves as co-ops.
Looking at your beautiful
place. I think specifically a Black Star co-op over up on North Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and Beanie on your head.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
What is going on here? What is this?
Where did my beanies a meme?
We're We're talking about the beer here. Guys, you guys are arguing.
We went an hour and a half without talking about Wendy's Beanie. We talked about it all day. I thought we could fucking drop it, but wow. You know what I'm...
Is my beanie bad?
Your beanie's great. I love it. The places I've noticed that have labeled themselves as co-op are a lot more community-focused and that they have a lot of events at their breweries.
Do you know what specifically a co-op means for a brewery?
Oh, I have no clue.
I wonder if it is. Like, but I know say, that, like, a community of like a brewers, and this is kind of like a chance to give them like the resources to make a beer.
Yeah, like super microbreweries getting together.
Yeah.
Like super
if we pull our resources, we can help people.
The ones that I know here in Austin that are big that label themselves as co-ops are Fourth Tap and Black Star. So
have we had a Black Star on the show?
No, because they're a taproom only. They're draft only.
They do play softball.
And they are just a little bit north of us. They're probably the second closest brewery to the recording studio.
Besides?
Brewtorium.
Right.
Brewtorium is literally
right down the street. Right down the street.
And then a little bit further up the street is Black Star. They're by Vigilante Bar.
What do they have? What does Brewtorium have?
Brewtorium? I've never actually tried any of their beers.
I haven't been in there before.
I've been sent a sample, but never drank it.
So,
field trip?
We should see if it's any good, because it's close.
It's so close, and Wendy's got a growler now, so.
Oh, yeah!
Why haven't we done an episode where we just bar crawl to breweries?
Because then,
we have to drive to all of them in Austin.
I was like, would you be sober enough to drive us?
Okay, well, the 58th Street Austin Brewery has, like, within walking distance, 4 breweries.
Really?
Yes. And then so we start the first two at another brewery.
Would we lab mic? Would we record on our phones?
I don't know. It wouldn't sound good, probably. We'll figure it out. We'll talk about it another time.
But anyways, back to your beer. It's good. Thank you.
Yes.
It's very drinkable.
The last 4 tap that I had, probably before I drank beer regularly, I didn't like it. But this beer, I like it. So I want to go back to try it.
Yeah. All right. That was a great example of a style to kind of round out the episode.
Nice.
This is just a nice ending. Maggie, how did you feel about Supernaut?
Better than the Yeti beer, actually. Still not really my favorite, but...
Are we getting you to come around on stouts a little bit?
No, not really.
All right, what episode do you want to come back for? What do you want us to do?
Wine.
Are you white gonna wine do, episode. Yeah. Yes. Are you going to do like a sours episode?
I mean, you'll definitely come along with us to Blue Owl.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, Robbie's mentioned we'll do a Blue Owl episode. I mean, we'll probably do any brewery like episode.
I mean, I want to get Jordan Kreider in here and do a Lazarus episode.
Nice.
But you'll just want to hang out with Jordan. So.
Jellyfish.
Mainly the dog.
We'll have to go to Jordan's house and bring our dog with us.
Beer.
Not to dox my old boss, though.
She's cool.
Have you met Jordan before?
Yeah, I met her once.
Yes, you did, at Lazarus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you said a Lazarus episode, I was like, been there, and I said the jellyfish.
What?
They don't do jellyfish. That's Pine House.
I have to go in early in the morning.
So it's not their beer, but they serve it.
I don't know.
Some coffee?
Because I have the jellyfish at Lazarus.
I don't know. They have Cool in the Gang. That's what they...
Oh. I'm wrong. Cool in the Gang.
They collabed with Blue Owl to do Cool in the Gang.
I forgot. Yeah, and now they canned Cool in the Gang with their own free team.
It's so good.
What about you guys?
I should have put that in our summer beers episode.
Austin, did you have a favorite tonight?
Edit
it back in.
Well, I have a big ego, so I want to say mine. But actually, I think my favorite might have been Carter's.
The Marzen.
Oh yeah, that Marzen special whatever mushroom book. It's delish.
Whiskey.
The whiskey. I loved all the stouts, but not even because we had just 3 stouts, or 3 dark beers, and porter and 2 stouts. But certainly that is something new, and
honestly,
I'll never have
again.
Honestly,
if you do a double porter and put it in whiskey barrels, it's pretty much a
stout. Yeah.
It's a slightly barrel-aged stout.
It came out thick like syrup.
But
so.
It's not. It came out like syrup, but it did not. It's not as heavy. Like, it was...
Yours was the booziest, I think.
Hell yeah. Aleta says 8.2, and I'm like, this does not taste like that. What about you?
We'll just go around and do our favorites. So, Austin's favorite was the Marzen, barrel-aged Marzen. Carter? If you say yourself, you're conceited.
Yeah, you can't say yourself.
So, that eliminates two
beers. Otherwise, I'm going back to you.
That's true. I have the most. My favorite was, once again, the Lolita.
Really?
Fantastic. This particular bottle was a little extra sour.
Yeah,
which
very tart.
Didn't particularly have a problem with. It just had a little more bite to it. But, yeah, I mean, I love the Lolita.
Yeah. I will say, not anything against Lolita. This is probably my least favorite bottle of Lolita I've had. But I will say, out of trying it, and only one time where I was, like, not super into it, is a fantastic track record.
I think it's because it was very sour, this specific bottle.
I love it still.
But, the wine taste was very delicious.
I mean, my two favorites...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I loved everything we just had in this back half. My two favorites are actually going to be kind of a tie between Carter's Barrel Aged Marzen from Spotsyl and actually my own, the Mexican Chocolate Yeti. I fucking loved that. I was a little apprehensive. I've had the original Yeti before, but that's been my only trial of it, and I was a little bit worried that I didn't grab.
Wait, we can pick our own?
Yes.
Well, then mine goes in there too, the Barrel Aged.
Yeah, I'm going to pick mine too. Yeah, we're all going to pick our own.
I was at least doing mine with it as a tie.
Okay,
fair enough.
So, are you going to tie yours with the Lolita?
I mean, no, mine was my favorite, but...
Okay, you can say yours is your favorite.
I was just saying, like... disregarding the two
barring
I brought.
Your two.
Barring my two, Lolita was my favorite.
So, okay, barring your Marzen, what's your favorite? Lolita? Or does your Primus?
Probably still Lolita.
Okay.
Yours, the Yeti, was very good.
Yes. I'm probably going to go grab a whole bunch of it so I can get through the winter.
I like stouts that have a heavier chocolate note than a coffee note because I'm not a huge coffee drinker.
Right.
But it's good.
Maggie, your favorite?
I can't pick my own, or I can?
Okay, what is it if you do pick your own? What is it if you don't pick your own?
I mean, if I pick my own, it's Lolita.
Yes.
But actually, I did really enjoy the Spotsyl one that Carter brought, the Marzen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
It was pretty good. I was pleasantly surprised. Because I'm not really a fan of any of the Shiner beers, but that one. Wow.
Hot take. Maggie hates Texas's favorite beer.
I'm sorry, Shiner.
I also don't like a Shiner. I typically don't drink Shiner Bock. I've come around to it a bit, but like, it's not my first choice.
I will say, Wicked Juicy IPA from Shiner Bock, or from Shiner, has become my favorite Texas airport beer, in the sense that it's in nearly every airport that has a bar in Texas. Barring actually the Austin airport, which has a lot of live oak, but...
Oh, not surprised.
Wicked Juicy tends to be in the major airports in Texas, and it's a very solid option.
Yeah.
So. Wendy, your favorite beer?
All right, not surprised. The 512 double barrel-aged pecan porter that I brought... It was very good. It was delicious, and I love the chocolate notes. I love the coffee flavor. I fucking love pecan with vanilla. It was perfect to me, and it just shows to me how much I've come along on this beer journey that we've gone together.
Yeah, I remember your first episode. You were like, "Don't bring stouts or a dark beer."
I was like, "They scare me." I was like, "I'm so scared of stouts. I had a Guinness once, and it was awful." And now I'm like, no.
I also started drinking coffee more since then, too.
I did. There's a lot of factors in my life that changed.
You've grown.
I have grown and developed. I'm a beautiful woman. And just, no. The beer was great. Beautiful. Oh, God.
Okay, don't
say that.
We're going to do pubs before this becomes a real fight.
No, it's not a real fight. But I'm like, I know that's a joke, but people are going to hear and be like, Carter fucking sucks.
No. I'm just getting back at you for your comment earlier.
About your beard?
Yeah. No. Earlier when you said that, you just sounded like a bitch because I didn't laugh.
Oh. I do.
Because nobody cares about me.
Oh. I did sound like a bitch. Anyways, I love the chocolate. I love pecan, and this just has all the things that I want. But if I didn't have a double chocolate pecan porter, my favorite would... I hate to say it, but the Shiner Marzen.
Wow.
Hell yes.
Carter, you brought a good beer.
It only took 2 years.
Send our love to Kevin.
Kevin, thank you so much. My lovely brother.
For being a dumb shit.
for not liking this beer that is clearly delicious.
Yeah. It's so good. I don't know why he doesn't like it. Have you tried giving it to him since then?
No.
Now don't give it to him, because he doesn't deserve it if he doesn't.
I haven't really spoken to him much since I started.
Because of this.
Because of this, yes. It's made a real rift between us.
I didn't mean to laugh like I was evil there.
I know. I was like, you're...
All according to your plan.
I was like, damn, you're laughing at the fact now. That... I was like, you're laughing at the fact that they're not close to each other. Holy shit.
Over a beer.
Yeah.
Over a beer. No, it's... Yeah, it's... I'm
no,
sure...
it's because you stared at his girlfriend's boobs when you
well,
were in middle
also
school.
Also a great story. Austin, did you say your favorite... I forgot.
I did. I said it was the Marzen, but now that everyone likes it, just
that's
kidding. It's still my favorite.
All right. I think. All right. Now,
now
I feel like now that we're at the end of the episode, I think so.
Roll. Oh shit! What do
everybody
you
hold hands.
I see it in your eyes. Oh my god.
No. What the fuck? We're all gonna hold hands. I think we should all go around and say something we're thankful for this year.
Didn't we already do that?
I did.
No. At the start of the episode, we were just it was random.
Okay. When you start us off.
I'm just so thankful for the people in my life who have encouraged growth and development, and, you know, I feel better about the person. Wow, the fuck.
But fuck you too. What are you doing?
You guys are talking in the middle of my fucking thing.
Sorry, Carter was being a bitch.
As per usual. It's me.
The bitch.
The bitch.
That would be a sitcom thing. Anyways... I'm very thankful for the growth and development I've had this year, and a huge part of it is because of y'all. And so, thank you for being my friends. Yeah.
Austin?
I'm thankful that I had a lot of change in my life through this past year, and throughout all of it.
I'm not laughing at you, I'm just drunk.
Throughout all of it, you dumb fucks have been there. Aww. Oh, I love you guys.
I am thankful for Maggie, who is the most sober here.
She's sober.
I'm so sorry.
She is the rock.
Because we're all clearly drunk.
Wow. But my wishes...
Wendy's doing great.
I'm so good, but my wishes were true and sober, so...
yes. No, I'm genuinely thankful for my friends. Please use your hand. Austin.
Yes, you can let go of the hand.
This is an audio podcast. We don't know we're not holding hands anymore.
We had to hold hands. So
anywho,
when you finish, hold his hand again.
Genuinely very thankful for my friends. I love you all very much, and I'm happy we're doing this.
All right.
I am thankful for, specifically Carter. I'm thankful for all of you, but I'm specifically thankful for Carter for being a partner that I can work with and make two fantastic podcasts with.
Lame.
And grow and give a voice to people who really want to put their audio out there. I'm thankful to everyone
so
who...
much.
I'm thankful to for Wendy, who bought into this idea of me buying her booze every
other
week.
Alcohol.
You're
feeding into my habit.
That was a big selling point. Free booze every other week? Sure.
I'm thankful for my baby Bassett at home and the wonderful woman who helps me take care of them.
Oh my god, kiss!
No, I have to continue making audio.
Propose?
No. Oh shit, is that what this episode is?
I'm thankful for water.
Yes. Water, hydrating.
Water, hops, barley, and yeast.
Carbon dioxide.
Organic malt every now and then.
I'm thankful for you guys who listen to this. It's a small but passionate group that enjoy listening to us get shit-faced every other week.
Thank you, listeners.
And this has been a ridiculous, embarrassing episode that's going to be a lot of fun to put out and edit.
Yeah. What about you, Maggie?
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that I get to drive Robbie home after
this. Hell yeah!
Just leave the window open. No. I'm sitting like
a dog.
Like a dog.
I'll let my tongue hang out till it dries out even more.
There you go. No, I'm thankful that even though I'm reluctant, Robbie makes me try almost every beer that he orders.
Oh.
Thankful for the Alamo Draft House.
One day,
there have been some that I've actually liked.
Thank you, Alamo, for your good movie-going policies.
Thank you, GarageBand, for detecting feedback. And turning off the monitoring.
That's new.
Nice. I could hear the feedback. Because we can hear a lot.
She has super hearing when she's drunk.
Wait a minute.
What?
Whoa.
Let us pray.
Anyway, you can find me on Twitter, at CA Spillier. It's like, spill something in your yard and add an S. I tweet now. Check out Film Frack.
Is it now if you've been tweeting for a month and a half?
Shut up. Check out Film Fracas every Friday at whenever o'clock it goes up.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Not this week, though.
Not this week.
But next week.
Next week, we'll be starting season 8. We're doing musicals.
Hey.
Go listen to that. We got some good musicals to talk about. I've watched most of them.
Me too.
All right. I want to go next because...
No, let Austin go next. We'll go in order.
Yeah. Fuck you. Hurry up.
Okay. Hi. At AM Zessen. Yes.
Wendy.
On all of them.
What?
Go.
Oh, okay.
It's your turn.
Wendy with the W on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. You can look me up. I just wanted to go because my brother just literally sent me a screenshot of the fucking podcast. He's like, is this yours? And I was like, yeah.
You didn't tell your brother you have a podcast
No. And I asked him, I was like, how'd you find it? He's like, you always tweet about it. I'm like, no fucking shit, obviously, then I'm on it. Anyways, thanks for listening to the show. Super huge thanks to Robbie for just taking us on this beer journey and for making me a little more confident in what I drink. Maggie.
I'm at Maggie the Fog on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Don't have anything else to add.
Plug Leo.
Leo is at Leo Bonaparte. That's BoneAparte.
You can find me, Robbie DeShazer, on Twitter and Untapped at Robbie DeShazer. You can follow the show on Twitter at Taphead Show. You can follow 5208 Media on Twitter at 5208 Media. Be sure to check out the other show that we do, Film Fracas, like Carter said. Make sure to follow all of these people. If you're talking to other people, like in the replies of our tweets, follow those people.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Fuck, follow Alex at Poolside Chacos.
I love Alex.
Follow Aaron Chamberlain.
Yes, Aaron El Machuca.
Follow all the breweries that we
talk
about.
Yeah, I was going to say, follow all those people because they do a lot of cool stuff. They do a lot of events at their tap rooms, but also they're always talking about the kinds of beers that they're trying to make for you guys. And so, I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
Obviously, the best way to find out is to hear what they're saying themselves. So
follow your local bartender. Like, get to know them, get some, great recommendations. If you've got a bottle shop, follow those people. Shout out to Brewteak, Witchcraft. I'm rambling at this point. This has gone on for nearly 40 minutes. I'm so thankful for all of y'all. We'll be back next week, probably with, a mini review or something, because we'll still be hungover from tonight. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been a long one. We love you, and we'll talk to you next time. Please drink responsibly.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tap Heads. Make sure to give the show a 5-star rating wherever it is that you're listening. It really does help the show out. If you want to help buy us a beer, you can by going to anchor.fm/tapheads and click support this podcast. We love the support from our fans and we will be eternally grateful to you. You can always follow the show on Twitter @tapheadsshow. And finally, remember to always drink responsibly. Thanks for listening and we'll be back with a new episode soon. Media.